And we back. We back like somebody had a I need to represent for all them
Taiwan. Taiwan.
No matter where you from, where you at, raise your hand up. Cause we've been to represent. If you ready,
party's
I'm ready.
Getting started.
So let's rock steady. Let's go.
She don't play about a time. Better not waste it.
Better not waste it.
Oh, you a lucky, lucky man. And she let you taste it.
Oh, yeah.
She like the country boys from Alabama.
Nice.
Ooh, we just so happy that I live in Alabama. Yeah, yeah. I told her I put my boots on one at a time. My boots on. What's it gonna take for me to make you mine?
Summer Wolf. Oh, she's another favorite. Oh, the bug. I see D.A., yeah. My main man. He's joined us. Hey, Waymaker.
I ain't never had a lover like you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Let it do what it do.
The situation getting out of control. But they just don't know. You got me in a trance, I'm hypnotized. You got me doing 80 and 45. When you do to me the things that you do, you got me dreaming when I'm not asleep. You got me drinking when it's time to eat. Feels like it's my very first time. I can't explain it. I'm feeling you. I do what.
Just to get to you.
I'm leaping buildings. I'm swimming the rivers. I'm moving the mountains.
Nice job.
All my super fly. Just to
get to you. My main man, Waymaker.
What's up?
It is hard, bro.
I just y'all broke up. Right,
'cause I'm so high.
I'm not sure they ready for this.
All I do is think about you by my side.
Fella.
You're so incredible.
Nobody
yes,
brings it like
are.
The buzz, baby.
And I'll be there for you
24 family hours. We're telling me sweat.
We're telling me the world. Right here on the board, y'all. If we're looking for it, we got it. If we ain't got it, we can go get it.
Hey, look, y'all. The playground is down the street. It's one block over. Bad girl. Summer Wolf.
Magnolia Lounge, February 24th.
Hey.
Summer Wolf.
Guess what? I'm going to be there. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm taking a plane ride. Leaving the RVA.
Hello.
Hey, come in. Oh.
Michael.
Yeah, baby.
The College Park, Georgia.
I missed up there when I left you. And I was wondering, can I come back home?
If we're not together, baby, then hey. It's how it's supposed to be. Now you're doing you, and I'm sure doing me. Trying to figure out. I just want you to know what monkey don't stop the show. You hurt me so bad.
Did you think I was falling?
See, I didn't think I could live without your loving. I've never been the type of girl that'll beg for nothing. Thought you had me right in the palm of your hands. See, you were just standing in the way of a good man. I found me a man. I found me a love.
thing is slamming. You know what? Hey, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
She comes on here starting stuff. I can't believe this. Man, look, I started to drop another mic, man, but we're running out of mics again. I can't believe this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the set.
Woo.
Hey, you know, same sentiments here. Kai. Oh, my goodness, girl.
Yeah.
See, you coming on here starting stuff. I can't believe this. Oh, my.
Can you roll with it?
Roll with it.
See, sounds like a little messy to me.
It sounds a little. No. Waymaker, not a little. She threw the baby out with the bathwater. No. Look here, man. Welcome, Kai. Girl. Woo! See, you coming on here starting stuff already. Southern Soul Queen. That's right. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, singer and songwriter, born in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, one of our other friends in Mobile, Miss Bessie Stokes is, she's in Mobile, right?
Yeah, and this Miss Bessie Stoker is the reason why this young lady is on tonight.
Well, hey, look at Bessie. Look.
Yeah.
Bessie came on, and
she's not alive.
I love Bessie. I love her. I really love her. And so she came on, and she was my original co-host, and she's still a co-host. Bessie, okay, you got a report to do this. Stop playing. All right. And so, I think we were about two or three segments into this thing that I created, you know, and it's called cultural excellence. Cultural excellence is a very, very important show. It is my absolute, okay, the other guys, don't get upset. I love you guys too, but this is my favorite show. I'm going to tell you why, because we want to expose and put on a platform cultural excellence in our culture, in our communities, right? To build up artists, entertainment, sports, look, education, business, and entertainment, because all of that is intertwined into making a successful person, in my opinion. Okay? And thank you so much, Kai. Had never heard your music before, and I can't wait for the other two we get ready to drop here. Somebody bring me my heart medication here. Oh, good Lord, girl. Hey, tell us a little bit about you, because Waymaker and I, look, we don't do interviews. We just have conversations. And I know you had a passion for singing, right? But I want to know, when did you start singing? And when did you realize that you could sing?
I started singing. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I started singing young. I was maybe about 10, and my goddad, he had a studio across the street from our house.
Wow.
And I used to always go over there and go into his studio and record, and he used to always tell me, you're not ready yet. So I did everything I could to get ready. And that's where I started from. Then as I got in high school, I started working, and right. I went and got me some voice lessons.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, now did you sing in?
I went and got voice lessons to perfect my craft.
And you did it well. Question: did you sing in middle school or high school? Oh, she froze on you. You froze on us a little bit.
Yeah, both.
You did sing there. Okay. And I'm going to take a wild guess. You were a lead singer too, weren't you?
I think it's a delay.
Oh, my. I need you to do something for me because you are freezing up and I can barely hear you. Now, so this is what we're going to do. I want the audience to... Now, can you hear me loud and clear right now? And are you... You're freezing up. Kai, I want you to do something for me. I want you to log out, log back in. Because I want to hear your whole story, okay? Would you do that for me, please? Log out, log back in. Let's see if we can get a better connection because I think this is going to be fascinating. You've got so many listeners right now. Jasmine Butler, Court. Oh, my sister, Miss Emma, is on, right? You know she's already... Bessie. Okay. You have an invitation. You can come right on this show because, number one, you were my original co-host before. You invited the Waymaker to take over because you had an obligation for the following week. All right. And this was 5 months ago. And the Waymaker, he came on. Oh, hey, I got to tell you this, Kai. He was only supposed to be on for 15 minutes. 5 months later. He's still here. So, hey, Bessie. Oh, God. I tell you what. This is what I'm going to do. Oh, my God. I need to hear more from this lady. Okay. We're going to bring Bessie back after we do what we do. Oh, my goodness. I got to do this one right here.
Try that before.
Yeah.
Come and get. Come and get.
I think this is song. Is this Songbird Ivy?
You can get. You can get.
He loves the way that I move to this groove.
Man.
It's turning him on.
I promise, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get Kai back. Hey, Bessie Stokes, stop playing. I miss you, girl.
I got it going on. He like my black dress on with my high heels on. It's the way I move my body, cause I got it going on. He loves the way that I move to this groove and it's turning him on. You can get it. You can get the way I'm stepping in these heels. Give them chills when I swing to this song. Consistency is what it's giving to me, and I'm driving him crazy. I can read his mind, looking through his eyes, and I know he won't split. He's made it through the crowd, get a taste of me, baby. Come here, baby. Ooh, you know I got my black dress on, with my high heels on. It's the way I move my body, plus I got it going on. He like my black dress on, with my high heels on. It's the way I move my body, cause I got it going on. He loves the way that I move to this groove and it's turning him on. You can get the way I'm stepping in these heels, give them chills when I swing to this song. You can get it. He loves the way that I move to this groove and it's turning him on. Chills when I swing to this song. You can get it. You
can get it. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. You can get it. He loves the way that I move to this groove and it's turning him on. You can get it. You can get the way I'm stepping in these heels. Give them chills when I swing to this song.
I tell you what, we have to, I hope we have a great connection here now. Hey, Kai, I'm getting a little feedback. A little feedback, darling.
Are you still getting it?
Let's find, no, not now, not now. Okay, I wanted you to stop that and wanted you to log back in because, yeah, I am getting feedback right now. In the meantime, I'm just going to mute your mic just for a second, okay? And okay. I want you to know, you have, oh my, DJ Chill Will, he's in the house. Jasmine Butler. Coco B. Robinson.
All right, Coco.
Is this Dale Rolo Chakabanchi? Somebody, I'm not sure. I just butchered that. D. Low Way, Bessie Stokes. Bessie, look at girl. Okay, you got the invitation. You can join us anytime. You already know. You're my original co-host. And then you toss, and I'm so glad that you did, the baton over to the Waymaker, my great, great friend. We've been having a great time. This is cultural excellence. I'm just going to take a second to explain to you, what is cultural excellence all about? In music, art, entertainment, business, education. It's something to showcase the great artists that are otherwise recognized. And Kai, hey girl, are you hearing me? Are you listening right now? Okay. That first jam, shucks. Good Lord, that's going into the rotation. We got Court in the house. Jasmine Butler. Oh, my. Oh. Kai Darby followers. Man, what a great look. You guys are in for a treat. And let me make sure here. And this may or may not be an accident. No, that's not what I want.
Let me tell y'all about this woman.
That's not what I want.
Man, this woman at the truck stop, she did some things.
I want this.
After a long day of trucking.
Okay, let's do it. Hey, that's no accident. That's no accident. Man, I love that jam. I love that jam. Come on, get up and roll with it.
Come on.
That's a cold jam there. Hey, Kai, I hope you don't mind. I had to do it twice. Is that okay? I'm not going to even attempt to lie to say there was a technical problem with me playing that song twice. I just had to hear it again. Let's welcome back the Southern Soul Princess, Miss Kai. Miss Kai, hey, talk to us right now. talk to us right now, because your biography is deep. Before the break, you mentioned that you started singing when you were around 10. Unmute your mic. Unmute your mic, but darling. Your mic is muted. Okay, I don't think I can do it from this end. Oh, there we are. Yes, yes, yes. You said that you started singing when you were around 10. And your dad had a studio. I'm getting some feedback. Check your external speakers and the speaker on your laptop, okay? All right.
Is that better?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Wow. Hey, Waymaker, you know, my sister, Emma C., Richmond, Virginia, Southside. That's right. Kai, we are broadcasting. Well, the hub is in Richmond, Virginia, and you're in Mobile, Alabama.
Yes.
Waymaker is in Biloxi, Mississippi. Wow. Oh, man, this is too cool. This is Mrs. Alexander, Melvin Bell. Oh, my God. Thank you guys for tuning in. Hey, please share this with your friends, okay? Just in case Facebook starts tripping, you can listen to Miss Kai on the app, and Android is Studio W. Waymaker, Apple finally got their act together. On the Apple app is Studio.W. The website, StudioW.buzz. You can hear us anywhere around the globe. I don't care if you're in Indonesia. I've never been to Indonesia. It doesn't matter. Hey, check us out 24/7, 7 days a week with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. This is not a podcast, ladies and gentlemen. This is a station you can take home, gym, office, or play. Oh, anywhere you want to spend your day, just do that. I didn't mean for it to rhyme, but it happens every time. It just did it. Okay. But, Kai, your lineage is deep also. I've been reading your bio. I want to know. Okay. First, let's get back to my question. You started singing when you were 10. When did you know in your heart that you could sing?
When I was 10.
That's a great answer.
I knew I wasn't my best. My brother used to always tell me, why are you screaming? Why are you screaming? Just sing soft. Don't scream so much. And so to perfect that, I went and got me some voice lessons when I started working. Uh-huh. And I was able to perfect that. Wow. And I understood what he meant when he was saying I was screaming. I was trying to scream. And I thought that sounded good, but it didn't. Okay. But, yeah, that's when I knew that I had something, when I started taking it serious and went and perfected my craft.
Well, let's talk about that for a second, because a lot of people can sing and they don't know they can sing, but they're singing from the chest, or they're singing from the throat and not singing from the diaphragm and making that melodic. Tell us about that experience with you.
I used to sing from my throat, and it sounded good, but when I went to voice lessons and I learned how to sing from my diaphragm, it sounded better. So yes, people do sing from right here, and it could sound good, but it's better to sing from your diaphragm, because you can hold a note longer. It sounds better. It flows better. So
right.
Yeah, I was one of those people that did that.
Oh, I love that. Now, and your lineage, is it Tony Suggs, Georgette Albert? You've got some friends that's tuning in right now. We have friends that's tuning in. We've got my sister out here in RVA. I know she wants to just take over a show sometime. I understand that. And also, 7-Up. And you know, Waymaker, 7-Up listens to everything. You already know that. Miss Emma listens to everything.
Absolutely.
All right. Kim Rogers listens to everything out of Longview, Texas. And so you got all these people from around this country, and also we broadcast around the globe.
Let's see. Rosaline Miss Carr. I don't know who that is. Probably one of your friends there. But another thing I want to ask before we go to your next song. Your lineage is deep. Mm-hmm. What did I see earlier? Something about you, the Drink Hard Singers,
mm-hmm.
a gospel group known in the 50s. Sissy Houston? Whoa. There's so many things here. I want you to talk about that. Let's talk about, the Drink Hard Singers.
Okay.
So are they related to you?
Yeah, my mom's side, my mom's maiden name is Drinker. Her dad's okay. last name is Drinker. So that whole side of the family, everybody over there can sing. And it was told to me that they had a gospel group, his sisters, and they had a gospel group, and they were some kin to Miss Cicely Houston. I never met her. Of course, I never met her, but it is told that we're some kin to the Houstons. So, yeah.
Wow, outstanding. So you know how deep that is. You know how deep. But yeah. Also, you mentioned to me, you have a family of singers.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are any of them, are they recording right now?
No, they're not. Unfortunately, they're not.
Well, we got to make this happen. Waymaker, we got to do something here with this because your voice is so unique. I think it's absolutely beautiful. Your voice mm-hmm. is absolutely beautiful. So, where do you want to take your art right now, your artistry right now? What are your goals?
I want to be honestly the next female King George. King George got in the game and he took off, and his vibe is something different. It's something different from the old school blues, and he kind of changed the game, and I feel like that's what I bring to the blues game, the Southern soul game. I feel like it's a mix of R&B / blues, and I feel like I'm young as well, and I want to come in and change the game. So that's what I aspire to be. I want to be as big as he is, coming in and changing the game like he did.
We know who King George is, and I love, and I think my sister, someone mentioned, I think it was her, that she loved new artists. And I'm not sure how new you are, and were you new to us, to this network? And I ask that you please share this station with your following, because you will be in the rotation automatically. Now that is the Buzz Hall of Fame. That's the Buzz Hall of Fame.
Oh, she's going to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, already.
I mean,
I only heard one song. I already heard one song. That's all I heard.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And I can't believe. Oh my God. We've got a celebration in about 10 minutes. And I really don't want to let this young lady go so fast here. There's a birthday celebration. A great, great, friend of mine. A beautiful lady. That's Miss Ruth. Her birthday is tonight. And so what we're going to do, we're going to play some songs that her and her fans or friends rather like. But I really wanted to get this in. And so Ruth, tell your friends, tune in, because we have a few more questions and we have a few more songs that we have to play for this artist. And I'm going to say artist, and Waymaker.
Yes.
When he recommends an artist to this platform, I don't even need to hear the music at first. And I have to say, Kai, I haven't heard your music before now, except for a little snippet. And I'm absolutely intrigued. So, how short or long this goes, you've got to come back. Waymaker, she's got to come back.
Absolutely. And I must ask Miss Sky something. Hold on. Miss Sky, I know you're new in Southern Soul. You're not a new singer at all. Because I can hear what I hear, and I know what I hear when I hear. But what would you tell other artists that's going to come behind you what kind of information would you get them in order for them to excel in their craft?
The first thing I would say that I struggle with is giving up because I don't get the feedback that I want. Don't give up. Keep pushing. If you only have one listener, that one listener is listening to you. So don't give up. Do it for that one listener. Do it for yourself. If this is something you love, don't give up, because I struggle with that. And I would say I kept going, and now I'm getting a fan base. I've never had a fan base as big as I have now. And that's because I kept pushing. I kept pushing through. So that would be my biggest thing to them, is to don't give up, and also make sure your back end paperwork is on point, because that's very, very important. I'm learning that as well. You want to make sure all your paperwork is on point, your copyrights, however you're going to get it distributed. You want to make sure all of that is in line, because that's very, very important to get your song played on the radio. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And my thing I tell every artist that I run across, my theory or my philosophy behind it is grind, grind, grind. Mm. Success will find you. You don't have to go look for success. Only thing you got to do is keep pursuing, keep working hard, and be dedicated to what you're into. And that doesn't matter what you singing or you promoting or whatever. Just keep grinding. So I wish the best for you. I look forward to seeing you on one of our stages in the near future, because I love what I hear.
I'm loving it also. And what a great message for everybody that's listening to this broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let's make a distinction here. This is not a podcast. And nothing wrong with podcasts, because we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the finest in broadcasting anywhere around the globe. Music, talk, sports, comedy, entertainment, 24/7. You can take us home, gym, office, or play. Okay? I'm serious about that. And I want to acknowledge some of your listeners right now. Tonique R. King. I saw Adisha. I hope I pronounced your name correctly. Stanley. She's on. Georgette Albert. Oh, wow. I don't want to miss anybody. Guys, keep listening in. And I mentioned Tony Suggs earlier. I don't know where. Hey, Tony, all of you guys, share this station with the world, okay? The website, studiow.buzz, B-U-Z-Z, studiow.buzz. The Android app is simply Studio W. In case Facebook starts tripping and mutes this beautiful lady's voice, we don't want that, okay? Then you go to one of our apps, Android Studio W, Apple Studio W, available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, Alexa, and the website. As a matter of fact, this broadcast will be on the website, Kai, in 24 hours. Just go to studiow.buzz in case your friends missed it. They want to hear it again. Go under Archive Shows. On the website, it's right at the top. The tab is at the top. Archive Shows. And I'm also going to put it in Featured Shows. And I want them to go in there, subscribe, and please, 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 all you guys out there, Tony, all right, stop. Don't play. Emma, Georgette, who else do I need to call out? I'm calling out to everybody. Just go on and do this thing right now. Oh, Kai, let's get this song in. I like it.
Loves the way that I move to this groove, and it's turning him on. The way I'm stepping in these heels, give them chills when I swing to this song. Get it. Walk into the dance floor with this 5'8 frame. This man is staring at me, ready to catch my name. He's moving through the crowd. Glimpse of me, baby. You know I got my black dress on with my high heels on. It's the way I move my body. cause I got it going on. He like my black dress on with my high heels on. It's the way I move my body cause I got it going on. He loves the way that I move to this groove and it's turning him on.
MC Kimberly.
Give them chills when I swing to
Georgia.
Consistency is what it's giving to me, and I'm driving them crazy. I can read his mind, looking through his eyes, and I know he won't spit. He's made it through the crowd. Get a taste of me, baby. Come here, baby. Ooh, you know I got my black dress on with my high heels on.
Latonya, head away.
I got it going on. He like my black dress on with my high heels on. It's the way I move my body, cause I got it going on. He loves the way that I move to this groove and it's turning him on. You can get the way I'm stepping in these heels. Give them chills when I swing to this song.
Hey, wait a minute. I had to do it. I had to do it. You know what? Hey, Waymaker, I've just dropped two mics. That's two for two. You know, hey, Waymaker, hold on. You were in charge of sending apps. I mean, mics. You've been fired. You've been absolutely fired. Okay. What you do is bring on great artists, such as this talent right here.
I kept talking to them folk about the mics, and they kept telling me it's on back order.
But Waymaker, Waymaker, you've been fired from that department. Okay. Kai, see, Waymaker was supposed to be in charge of bringing on great talent, which he's done. And I will give him an A++++. But when it comes to shipping and ordering, no, he's fired. Okay? Waymaker, do not step do not step in that part of the building, okay?
Okay.
All right. Kai, you've been, oh my goodness. I can't believe this. I said we're going to have Kai on just for about 30 to 45 minutes. Oh my God. And, what we have coming up is a birthday party for a great Fresno Concerts is in the house. Hey, Cheryl. That's right. Hey, look here. Tell Master T we're looking forward to having him back on, all right? Now, the birthday girl, the birthday lady, Ms. Ruth, we are celebrating her birthday today, all right? And so I thought we were going to be on just for 45 minutes or so and, you know, play your songs. And she says, hey.
Hey, Miss Ruth.
Take your time with your guests. Ruth, thank you for being so gracious because give us a few more minutes. I hope your friends are tuned in. Hey, Ruth, Clayton, Carolyn, Kim, you guys, we just have, oh boy. Miss Kim to say happy birthday, Ruth. It is her birthday tonight. Waymaker and Kai, Monday, the Waymaker and I, we had decided at the last minute that we're going to postpone our Monday Night Madness show. All right. And after we did that, I decided to do something different. Waymaker, please forgive me, bro. I went on and I did a Monday Night Madness and I celebrated one of my favorite people, her birthday, which happened to be Miss Ruth's sister, Carolyn Brown. And we had a blast. Oh, my, my. Waymaker, I'm sorry, brother. Please forgive me. Now, he's looking at me. He's stunned.
Yeah. Yeah, because I wasn't invited to the party. Yeah. Did nobody tell us about the party? They over here partying. You know,
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry. Okay. Kai, we are not normal, okay? We are not normal. Okay. I want you to, I have another song I want to play by you, for you rather. And hey, would you please say hi to Miss Ruth?
Hey, Miss Ruth, happy birthday.
And she is a wonderful person. And she happens to be a sister to one of my favorite people. I mean, oh my God. It's just wonderful. Carolyn Clayton. My sister, Emma C, she's always in the background. I think she's trying to get a spot on his show. But Emma, I fired my sister. I love my sister, but I had to fire her a couple of years back, Waymaker. Okay. But anyway, Kai, tell us. You said that you have many, many people. Do you sing gospel music?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I sing it at home, but I don't, like, record gospel.
Okay. Okay. Well, perhaps you, I don't know. I'm just throwing out something here. Okay. I think that you have the voice to do anything that you want to do. What were your dreams? Huh?
I was doing R&B before I switched over to Southern Soul.
Okay. Hey, that's all right. And you know what? And you're still talented enough. Hey, Kim Rogers. Oh my goodness. I love Kim. Kim is out of Longview, Texas. I think she's, she said, she said, tell the Waymaker the party was off the chain. It was awesome.
No, I don't need for her to throw it in my face.
And she said, happy birthday, Ruth. And that's out of Longview. Oh boy, this is a night to be remembered. It's going to be a fantastic party. And we're going to, and I don't want to say wrap it up or finish it up because there's so much that, Kai, that we want to know about you. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Before I play your next song, what would you like for the audience to know about you and your goals?
Like I said before, I inspire to be the next